This is a CKTZ news update. Cortez Islanders can now enjoy free computer support services on a weekly basis from Cleo Forsyth Morissette, also known as Cleo's Tech Services. Hi, Cleo. So I understand, well, I've been reading on the Tideline that you've offered tech support for a long time in the past, and suddenly it's become free, and I'm very excited about this. I just want to know how you managed to provide this service to Cortez for free.
Well, it's supported by Folk U, Dakota, and it's just a lovely service that I'm happy to provide to the community. And Folk U is really keen on it, and Literacy Now as well. So it's Literacy Now, Dakota, Folk U, and CKTZ that are providing the financial support.
Wow, so everyone's pitching in. Who are your clients? Who have you had? Has it been changing your clientele since it's become free?
Yeah, so definitely the people that are coming for the free drop-ins at the Cortez Radio building are different than those that would call me for private support. I'm not sure if it's just because it's free or because it's just more available at a place where you're already going. You don't have to schedule it or what. I can't really say. In terms of the demographic, I think it's pretty similar clients. You know, it's seniors or people that are retired, not usually anyone under 40, I would say.
Okay, so it's an older demographic.
Yeah, and you know, we have a lot of people here that are seniors and or like retired folk, so it works for me. There's definitely a good demand for
Yeah.
it.
Do you find that there's usually more people needing help than you have time for every week?
No. It's been so great so far. I've been able to see 3 or 4 people in the 2 hours that I offer the free support on Wednesdays. Generally speaking, there can be a small wait, you know, like some people have maybe waited 20 minutes. But because you're right, you know, downtown Manson's, you can go to the hall, check your mail, do all the little things you need to do, pop back in, and then get support.
What kind of things are you helping them with?
It so varies, honestly. Sometimes it's just really basic questions that can be resolved in 15 minutes. You know, questions about email or notifications, linking emails to different devices, that kind of stuff. It can also just be, there's sometimes that it's like a pretty good chunk of my time, like a half hour, 45 minutes, where I'm trying to understand what the machine has done, you know, or what's happened to the machine and how it can be resolved. So it can be like, it's rarely actual like hardware repair, but sometimes it can be operating system issues. Yeah, but generally speaking, it's pretty common for people to show up with password issues.
Really? Password issues?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like they've forgotten their password or something.
Yeah, they don't know how to save the password so that they don't have to remember it every time, or they don't know how to reset it. These days, resetting passwords, it usually requires a 2-step verification. So you need a second device to enable the password being reset. That kind of stuff can be confusing for people. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever give any kind of preventative advice around passwords to folks?
Well, the first thing I would say is if you can use a password manager, so that's an application that's used across all your devices, it saves your passwords and also enters them for you. I would highly recommend it in this day and age. It's really important to have super secure passwords. So it helps when you have a password manager to have a more complex password that the password manager itself remembers without you having to. So that's one thing that I recommend. The other thing is if you can't quite make that step into using an application to manage your passwords, then have really complex passwords that you write down on a piece of paper. Do not ever reuse passwords. You always want to have a different password for every single account. I think that the most helpful tip that I can give if you are just creating passwords on your own is have some form of code that you use in order to encrypt a password. So it could be replacing letters with certain symbols, like each letter in your mind you'll replace with a different symbol so that the word date, for example, can be the letter D and then the ampersand and then the T and the 3, so that anytime you create a password, if you're using the letter A, it's always an ampersand. If you're using the letter E, it's always a three, that kind of thing. But for the time being, it can be time consuming, especially at first, you know, to enter all of your passwords. I mean, we have a lot of passwords that we have to manage. So it is a bit of a job. But I do recommend it if you can get over the unpleasantness of it at first. You'll see that if you stick with it, then it does make things a lot faster and it becomes easy.
How would you describe like the importance of this service to the community? What would you say about that? I mean, you know, like computers are just, they're just such an important part of our lives now for almost everything that we do. I'm just, you know, if people are having trouble with their computer, it becomes quite important, doesn't it, to advise and help people with their computers.
It truly is, yeah. Our online presence is becoming mandatory these days, which can be just really not only just troubling, but scary for a lot of people who aren't comfortable with technology. And so I often say it's technical support, but it's also emotional support, because you're having to overcome often people who have a fear, who aren't sure if they're causing themselves more harm than good using, you know, online services. And so I would say the most important service that you can give yourself in this free service is just to come in on Wednesdays and check in and just say, hey, is there something I'm doing wrong here? Because I'm getting notifications. And oftentimes the notifications you receive are not as scary as they make it sound.
Right. And has there ever been anyone that's come in and completely stumped you on what they're having troubles with?
Well, let me put it this way. They may stump me, but they can't stump Google.
You've got a Google thing there.
If there's something that I haven't come across, which happens all the time in tech support, you know, the world has. It's happened somewhere, so it's there. Google is a search engine that is very reliable for me to find these issues being resolved. Yeah.
Okay. Clio Friendly Neighborhood Computer Tech Support.
Yeah. So it's Wednesdays from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Cortez Radio Building. So it's just in the hall parking lot. There's no appointment necessary, but if you'd like to email me to let me know you'd like to come, let me know what your issue is, you're more than welcome to. My email address is cleostech@gmail.com.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.